Well, we got a real treat for you tonight. I don't know about you, but I enjoy listening to these college students telling us about their soul-winning marathon. It has been a great blessing. And I know some of them get really nervous, so y'all be in prayer for them. Ask that God will give them clarity of thought. And then the others, pray that God will bless us. Amen? Because some of them don't get nervous at all. Right? Amen. I know we got one up here that don't get nervous up here, but the rest of them I'm not sure about. But anyhow, we look forward to hearing from you. Don't be in too big a rush. Don't try to rush through it. And take your time. Do what you got to do. And we're going to enjoy it. Amen. So I don't know who's first, but whoever's first, you're first. Well, if you want to go ahead and step up and get started, I'm going to walk right over here and stand and listen.
Well, good evening, church. I'm one of those guys that are kind of nervous right now. So I just heard I have at least 2 minutes. But I don't get no breaks or anything like Pastor does. So anyways, if any of y'all don't know who I am, my name is Jacob Scavone. I'm a sophomore here at Landmark Baptist College. And I think Dylan probably said the most out of the all weeks. You know, what other college goes out and takes a week and goes out soul winning? That's what I kind of like about Landmark. Even today, we take a Wednesday and go out and soul winning. I can remember last year we went to Victory Baptist Church in Eustis, Florida. That was Pastor Manis' church. I remember that was my first year here, and I led two people to the Lord that time. But sadly, this year I didn't get to lead anybody. But you know, a couple of times, maybe not just me, but maybe other people might have been discouraged. But I tried to keep pressing forward, even though we were all tired and weary. But I kept pushing myself forward to keep on going and keep on going. I had a brother Marvin as my partner right there, and he was a blessing to me. And I loved bunking with him as my roommate, and I just had a great time. And I just want to say thank you all for praying for us that we're up there. And I just thank you for this church. This really is the best church on planet Earth, and in Florida as well. And this is practically the best college I could ever be in. And thank you guys.
Hi everyone, this is Joseph Tong. So I'm from Myanmar. I've been here for like almost second year. So this soul winning marathon was my second time as well. So one of the biggest blessing is like I got the same teammate that I have from the last year. So it was Brother Levi and Kim, except from Michaela and Melanie. So this year was with Melanie. On the first day of my soul winning marathon, I was like, one of the first desires I would like to do is, I just want to take a nap. I have the reason why I would like to take a nap is like, I did security in the tower. I did security in the tower in, the whole night, and then I didn't get enough time to sleep. So I was like expecting I was going to be like a zombie knocking at every door and sharing the gospel. I was expecting like that. But in the morning, I was like, from our team, we got one soul safe. So we kept going and knocking at every door. And then as soon as we finished, like what I forgot about is like, I was experiencing that I was going to be tired, but I was so fresh. And then that's why we believers, what we usually forget about is God is giving a new strength every day. So we just want to be lazy. We don't want to do anything, something like that. So the first day was very well. And then on the second day, Brother Levi and I, we were so eager to knock every door and sharing the gospel, but sorrowfully we didn't have any answer. And then as we kept going, and then we knocked every door, and then one guy was like driving around us, and then he was parking his car in front of his house, and then he got off from his car, and he was looking, and then he talked to us, "What you guys doing over there?" He was like. And then we was like, oh, we tried to share a church invitation or some for the conference. So that guy was like, you know, you're not supposed to do like that. If you don't see car parking in front of the house, you're not supposed to do like that. And Brother Levi was like trying to explain, oh, no, we knock every door and we just share the gospel, we just share the church invitation to every door. From that time, that guy was like, you're not supposed to do that. He was like yelling at us and insulting us. And then we tried to walk away from him. And then we already walked away from him, like we passed already two houses. That guy was like still kept yelling and insulting us. And like, you're not supposed to do that. I'm not gonna mention how he was insulting us, all right? It's really bad. So that guy was like kept insulting and yelling us. And then Brother Levi was like, oh, Joseph, don't turn back. Please don't turn back. And then I was like, okay, but I didn't listen to him. I was like, I turned back and then I look at him into his eye. I look at him and then I was like, have a good day, sir, with a big smiling face. As soon as I yelled at him, he stopped yelling and insulting us. And then I was like, oh, thanks God. Finally, he learned how to stop. So my smiling did work, even though I'm ugly. It did work. So that's why any of you that you're thinking that you're ugly, just smile to everyone. Like, you're going to be, like, looking good every time. So my Mardon was like, it's really, really blessing. And then from our dorm as well, we have every night we have devotion. So no one mentioned about our morning alarm yet. You know, don't ever start Steve Morella. Don't ever stop. If he woke up, if someone trying to mess him up, he just woke him and then he get off from his bed and then he get off from his dorm and then he was like, wiki, everyone! Don't try to mess him up, all right? So Winnie Marathon was really a blessing to me. Thank you for a prayer support. And then I really, 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 really appreciate it. Thank you very much. May God bless you all.
Good evening, church. My name is Josh Nelson, and this is my first Winnie Marathon. I'm a freshman here at the college. And my partner was Mark, and I never really interacted with Mark my whole school year, so it was new for me to actually meet Mark and meet how weird he was and how he would actually pick on the side of the road there'd be plants. He's like, oh, these are good for your eyes, and like, Mark, like, that's got like spray, like it's terrible. And it was fun. It was a fun trip. You know, we got there. I think it was around lunchtime. After lunchtime we went out, and I was like, yeah, let's hit the ground running. We did one street. And then we went to a neighborhood, and the guy was yelling at us. He told us to get out, and I just got so mad. And I was like, man, like, this is such a disappointment. But I was one of the many who didn't see anybody saved. But it was just such a blessing to be with Mark, and just see how sometimes there was a lot of nice people, and sometimes there was a lot of bad people. And I've never, my old church, we didn't do a lot of soul winning. So it was nice to do that and just, like, be, like, every day is soul winning. And, yeah, it was hot and everything like that. But I could tell that people's prayers were involved and everything. And we the last day we were figuring out, like, you know, we weren't sure if we were going to go out or not. But we ended up going out. And it was a really sketchy neighborhood and everything like that. And not to pick on Mark Moore, but there was a lady. And don't get me wrong, you could not tell in any way, and I feel bad for Mark because she was clean shaven on her head and everything like that. And Mark kept telling her, have a good day, sir, have a good day, sir. And it was a lady. And so I was like, Mark, you know that was a lady, right? He's like, oh, no. And he freaked out. And as we were walking away, she was like, yelling at Mark. She's like, bye, ma'am, have a good day, ma'am. She was pretty much mocking Mark. But... It was all around. It was a lot of fun. It was a good way without technology and everything like that to get to know everybody. And I had a lot of fun. And like I said before, I didn't have anybody saved, but I had fun. And I feel like we encouraged a lot of people to come to church. And I think we encouraged a lot of people to, you know, keep on keeping on for the Lord, even when it gets tough. And I want to thank everybody here for their prayers and support, and it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right, good evening, church. And for those of you who don't know me, or know me as the twin, my name is Joseph Long. And I had the privilege of going to the Swanee Marathon this year. It was actually my third year going. And so when we left the college, man, I felt energized. I was ready to go. I was like, let's go win some souls. I wanted to win at least four this week, four that week, and I didn't get to win any. But it's not about how many I got to lead. It's about how many accepted Christ. And if just one accepted Christ, that would have been worth it all. And so it was just an amazing week. So going throughout the week, now it's called Swanee Marathon, so we'll get tired. We got tired by the end of the week, but when we're walking, and so my team was Paco, Hannah, and then Vanessa Betancourt. We're all talking. We're all getting weary, getting tired. But then the feeling that just comes across you when you feel tired, and then someone accepts Christ. Man, I felt like the Energizer Bunny right there. And so, yeah, and it just felt good to see souls getting accepting Christ as your Savior and doing that for the entire week. And then, not only that, where we were staying, the devotions we did, we got to do devotions at night, but we got to, all right, so when we did devotions, we got to encourage each other and talk about the stories going throughout our day. And then when all that finished, we got to talk about how many souls accepted Christ. And I just had an amazing week. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Miriam Lather, and this is my second soul winning marathon. And I was on a team with Josh Nelson and Mark. And it was an adventure. And I also had my female partner was probably the best partner God could have given me. I had Rose Versellis. And for me, that was an extra special blessing because I thought that I was going to go out and I was going to be the one that was going to encourage somebody. But the entire time, like just the whole week, Rose had such an amazing attitude. And it just helped me to have an amazing attitude. And so just to have that, because before I had been nervous about who God was going to give me as a partner, and I know that's silly, but that's just me. So having Rose as a partner was just an extra special blessing from God for me. And it was definitely a unique soul winning marathon because the first day we were kicked out of two neighborhoods and we had the police called on us. And I had never had that happen to me before, but I thought that was kind of neat. I thought that was neat because the harder that we tried to give the gospel or the more determined that we thought we were going to be, the harder the devil seemed to be pushing. But for me, that was encouraging. The more I could see the devil fighting, I thought, well, if he's fighting so hard, we must be doing something right in God's eyes. So that was an encouragement to me. The second day, probably five or six houses in a row, I got to give the gospel, but nobody was getting saved. And to do that just like for 40, 50 minutes straight, it's kind of hard not to get discouraged, but it was worth it all because the very last door that I got to knock on, a teenage boy opened the door and his parents weren't home, but he opened the door anyways and I got to lead him to the Lord. And it's at that moment that you realize, yeah, it was worth it all, you know, no matter how discouraged that it might seem sometimes. But I guess I just want to thank everybody who was praying for us when we aren't allowed to take our phones on Soul Winning Marathon with us. And so when I got back, I checked my text, and the first thing I saw was a message from Mrs. Canals saying, I'm praying for you. And even though it was after Soul Winning Marathon was over, it just was still a blessing to me because, you know, all the times that we were being kicked out of neighborhoods and the devil was fighting us, at the same time, there was somebody on their knees praying for us. And so the power of prayer is just a privilege to know that someone is praying for us. So thank everybody.
Hi. Yeah, that is heavy. My name is Rachel Lowther, and I'm sisters to Miriam. We are not twins. I'm actually older. And this is my second year here. I'm a sophomore, and This was my second time going on Sony Marathon. I loved it. It was amazing. Last year, I got to see so many people saved, and I was like, oh, yes, this time I'm going to see so many more people saved, and I'm praying to God. I know that nothing is impossible with Him. You just ask and you receive, and I'm asking for, like, a certain amount to see saved personally, and most of the week goes by, and I'm not seeing anyone saved, but God allowed my so many partners to see people saved, mainly Raymond. He was on my team, and it was so encouraging because at one of the points, I actually got to stand there with the rest of my teammates as he led them to the Lord. It was two boys and a woman, and it was just amazing because even though I wasn't the one seeing them saved, I still got to witness it. I still got to see them bow their heads, close their eyes, and to believe and then to understand all of that. It was so good. So at one point, God provides through everything because one day was really hot and there was a good wind. God was providing that. And we're on this back road and there's like hardly any houses and there's like gravel road and whatnot. But usually the van that picks us up and whatnot, it travels by a couple times to see how we're doing, if we're okay, but it hadn't come for a while, and we're at the end of the road, but out of nowhere, there's sitting a Mexican stand of ice cream with this Mexican guy in the shade under a tree, and there's, like, no one around, just him, and Raymond offers, would y'all like some ice cream? We're like, yes, please. So we get ice cream, and then we get to stand in the shade, and we're talking, and then that guy just disappeared out of nowhere. I don't know where he went, but God provided ice cream for us. It was so amazing, too. One of my first times having Mexican ice cream. It was really good. So the last day, I did get to see someone saved. It was the last house I got a knock on, I believe, the very last road. It was odd because that road had already been knocked on. We saw tracks and flyers on the doors, but we're like, okay, well, we might as well keep going because they're on the doors. We could at least knock anyway. But we just kept going, and the last house I got a knock on, a lady answers. She's about 21 years old, and I let her know, oh, we're from such and such church, and I asked if she had talked to anyone before, and she said, oh, yeah, someone did come here. And I was like, oh, did you get to talk to him? She said, no, I didn't, but someone else in my house did. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I asked her about going to church, and she said she'd be interested. And then I asked her about salvation, and if she was sure she'd go to heaven. She was like, no, I'm not sure. So I got to go through the whole plan of salvation, and she got saved. And I was so thankful. And even though I didn't get the amount that I wanted, I still got to lead someone to the Lord, which was a blessing to me, but I did also get to see my teammates lead people to the Lord, which was a bigger blessing because God wasn't just using me. It wasn't all about me. It was about those we talk to, about those who we share the gospel with. So thank you so much for your prayers. And same as Miriam, as soon as we got back, I checked my phone and my texts, and I saw that people were texting me, my family, and those in the church texting me, letting me know that they were praying for us throughout the week. Thank you so much. Prayers are answered, and thank you.
Good evening. My name is Levi Lowther. It is always a privilege to get to go soul winning and to give the gospel, but it really is an honor to be in a place that dedicates 7 days in a row going out almost nonstop, knocking doors, giving the gospel, getting people to church. And let me tell you, there is no greater joy than seeing somebody accept Christ as their Savior. Like Joseph was saying, you just feel like the Energizer Bunny. There's a joy that fills your soul, and there really is fewer things as encouraging as getting to see the fruits of your labor. I don't think there was a single night of that week. And by the way, each night we had a revival meeting. And I don't think, if I'm saying this correctly, that there was a single night that there wasn't somebody there as a direct result of us being out that day, giving them invitations, people getting saved that then came to church because of that. And that was just very uplifting and encouraging. Like Joseph Tang said, I was his soul winning partner. And as you can tell, we had a lot of fun. My soul winning experience, I really enjoyed it. We had a wonderful time, but the moment or the soul winning experience throughout that week that stuck out the most to me was the very first day. we got there that afternoon and we went out that evening. And the first neighborhood they dropped us off in, we were knocking doors and this gentleman comes to the door. And I was with Joseph and we were also with Miss Melanie and Miss Kim. And Melanie and Kim had already begun going through the gospel with this man. His name was Mark Anthony. And we were sitting there waiting for them to finish because we had knocked the rest of the doors and those single-level apartments that were all connected to each other. And as they were going through the gospel, we sat and we were praying silently by the side. And this man was understanding everything they were saying, and he was open and receptive to it all. But at the end, when Kim went to pray with him, he didn't really seem like he understood the way we hoped for him to understand, and he was still kind of lost in, I guess, his own beliefs. So Kim kind of asked me to come over and help out, and the Lord just laid it on my heart because I wouldn't have thought of it otherwise. He reminded me exactly of Nicodemus in the Bible. God was talking to him, Christ was talking to him, and Nicodemus, it even says, was a religious man, and Christ even remarks to him, and of course, I'm not quoting this verbatim, how is it that you're a religious man and you don't know you got to be born again? This man knew his Bible, and he even had a Bible there as we were giving him the gospel, and he knew his religion, but he was so wrapped up in religion and belief that he couldn't see a simple truth. And so I shared with him from the book of John, Nicodemus, and it was like the lights just turned on, and you could see as tears began flowing down his cheeks, and he accepted Christ as a Savior. Thank you very much, church, for your prayers. Let me tell you, the gospel still saves. Keep fighting the good fight. Thank you.
Well, amen. Y'all don't have to be afraid to move this. You can turn this thing. I am. Now, open your Bibles. Philippians. Folks, that's the Great Commission right there. Amen. What a blessing. And now we know why people hate Christians. Especially the police department, right? And that was ladies, correct? The ladies. Did any of you gentlemen get the law called on you? Was it just the ladies? Don't let the skirt fool you, right? And one of them was talking about he wanted to take a nap. And he didn't tell you all of that story. See, he only got 10 hours sleep that night. That's why he wanted a nap, right? And one of them said he felt like the Energizer Bunny when he led somebody to the Lord, right? That's true. That does happen. You get a chance to lead somebody to the Lord, or somebody's with you, lead somebody to the Lord, you just feel energized all over. Just a few months ago, the boy that works with me, Brother Orville Seawright's nephew, Virgil Andrews, was with me. And we stopped over at Tractor Supply to pick up a part. And even in the midst of all this COVID, people want to hear the gospel if they get the chance. And she was talking about how bad a day she had. And she was worried about dying from the COVID. And I just quickly stepped up and said, I can tell you how you won't have to worry about it. And I said, well, go ahead and finish checking out, and I'll talk to you. So when she finished checking out, the young lady there's working. You know, you got to let those people work. But I just invited her outside the store, and I sat right there and led her to the Lord. And before we had finished, there was four people gathered around. And another person got saved, and the other two was praying. So God works greatly if you just give him the opportunity to do so. And these young folks, I love to hear the stories of people going soul winning. It encourages me to want to continue to soul win. Folks, that's how we build our church to start with. And I'm going to read a verse to you, a couple of verses to you out of Matthew. You went to Philippians, correct? Okay, now we're on two different pages, so you won't know if I messed up. All right, I'm going to read to you Matthew 28:19, which is the Great Commission. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Teaching them what? All things, right? And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. That's what God commands us to do. Just exactly what these young folks right here were doing. And they had a joy. Some of them might not even wanted to go. Sometimes they don't really want to go, and then when they get there, they're so glad that they went, because it's such a blessing to them afterwards, and the rest of their life they can look back and remember the days when they was in college and went soul winning. And it's a great thing. It's a great opportunity. And folks, but the church should be just as excited. So each and every one of us should be excited about going soul winning, just like these young folks are. And this is what happens. You know, the Bible tells us not to worry being good, you know, doing good things, good deeds. We get tired. We just get flat out worn out sometimes. Sometimes we get to the point where we feel like we just can't go anymore. Now, it might not be as bad with some of your younger folks, but when you get up, you know, like some of these older guys in here, you know, us middle-aged guys, it don't bother too bad, right? But when you get older, sometimes it gets really tough. But let me explain something to you. This is what happens. See, we think, well, my body's just giving up. I'm just tired. I'm too old. If you're still breathing, then you're not too old. You're never too old to go soul winning. If you can stand in line at the cashier and argue with the cashier, then you have time to go soul winning. You know, it takes up about the same amount of time, right? But see, we begin to make excuses because we get tired. And this is what happens. And we don't think about this, but this is what we do. We got to remember, just like all the little incidences that you heard that went on in their lives while they was out knocking doors. The devil don't want you to lead anybody to the Lord. He don't want any victories. So we have to remember, we're fighting the sin curse to start with. That's our sin and our bodies and the way it breaks down. But we're also fighting the world. The world's going to do everything it can, and the devil's not going to give up. He's going to fight every opportunity he gets. He's going to do everything he can to discourage you. And you just have to keep going. But that's what we do as we get older. We allow not just the sin curse that we have, but we allow the world, and we put both of them together, and it's a battle. It's a big, and I find out every day as I get a little older, you know, and when you get grown-ups at home, And the battle rages on. I mean, you know, you become weary. You know, I think I was just telling my wife tonight, I'm just exhausted. You do. You mentally get tired. And you have a tendency to want to quit. You want to give up what you're doing. But that's not what we do. And you say, well, you know, what do you do about it? Philippians, look at Philippians 2. Look what it says right here in chapter 1. It says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That's right there is where we're supposed to be. See, rather than focusing on me and focusing on my problems and what's got me down today, I need to be focusing on Jesus. I need to be focusing on the mind of Christ. Think about Jesus on the cross. You think he had a bad day? You know, we don't think about that sometimes. But he was beaten and battered. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He kept honoring the Father. He carried through with what he was supposed to do. And he climbed up on that cross and he gave his life for you and I. And that's what we need to do. We need to have our mind focused on the Lord. And if we do that, what's it say? Philippians 4:16 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. How? Through Christ. In his power, not in my power, but in the power of the Lord Jesus. In his power, we can do all things. But our problem is we get so self-consumed in our own little petty things. And it doesn't matter. We can be, you know, I got a bad hip. Sometimes it gives me a fit. Well, I can cry about the hip or I can look to Christ and keep on going. He climbed up on that cross no matter what. And that's where we need to be in our lives. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Folks, that right there, you know, we need to write that down and put it on our mirrors in the morning. That right there, you know, if we would focus on this right here, I mean, how many times we walk around through our day and we're complaining about what Bob did? Man, that guy over yonder. Oh, Sister so-and-so. Who was that got the police called on us? You know, we can complain about that. Or we can laugh about it. And we can pray with her and laugh with her and have joy with her. Or we can knock it, right? You know, a lot of churches, you'd be surprised, because I hear it. You'd be surprised how many churches have knocked us right here in our little community, right here in Haines City, has knocked us for going soul winning. You mean you're going soul winning during a pandemic? Yep, sure am. Amen. People still dying and going to hell. Matter of fact, why do they got that mask on? They're so afraid they're going to die. That's the only reason they're wearing a mask. They're scared to death. They need Jesus. If they were saved, they wouldn't be worried about dying. What did Paul say? To die is the gain? Hey, we wouldn't be worried about dying. You know, we need to get ourselves right with the Lord. We're supposed to be serving God. Where Brother Mothers is from over there in Chile. Shut him down completely. Now, how does that affect the souls around his area? People are going to hell because they're worried about dying. How many people could have been saved if that church was still going? You know, did you hear over it? I don't even remember where it was. I just briefly heard part of it on the news where a guy went in the woman's house and murdered her. And they're not charging him with anything. And they know that he murdered her. No doubt. They know. But they're not holding him responsible because he was smoking pot. We can't hold him accountable. He was high. So now you know if you want to kill somebody, smoke dope. I mean, folks, that's where we're at. That's the world that we're living in today. The Bible warns us that right would be wrong and wrong would be right. And that's where we're at right today. And what these young people up here were doing, that's the best thing. That's what we need on planet Earth today. We need people out knocking doors. And Brother Pacella said something to me many, many years ago. Where you at, Brother Pacella? Is he here tonight? Way back in the back. Hiding back there. He knew I was preaching tonight. Brother Pacella said something to me years ago. I asked him one time, I said, what's your secret about the bus route? What's your secret about, because he'd bring in 400 or 500 kids anniversary Sunday. I don't know how God only kept up with all them youngins, you know what I mean? But I asked him, how do you get so many kids on your bus? He says, you just love them. Guess what? It works. When you're out soul winning, you know how you lead people to the Lord? You love them. You just love them. That's all you got to do. See, if you and I would get out of our own little self-pity and forget about all of our troubles and remember where we were before we got saved. See, I still remember the day when I was 12 years old and I walked down the church aisle and got saved just like it was yesterday. I'll never, ever forget that. I still remember that. But somebody loved me. Somebody took their time to tell me about Jesus. And that's exactly what we as a church need to be doing. And it doesn't matter whether we're 8 or 80. We need to be out knocking doors and we need to be soul winning. Every opportunity we get. Now, I don't know what you think, but I believe the book. And I believe time's up. I believe the trumpet's going to sound. I believe with all my heart we've only got a couple or so years. And tonight won't be too early for me. But it's coming quick. And souls are in the balance and souls are going to hell. So we can get out of our little self-pity, having our little self-pity parties, because that's what we do. We get so busy sometimes doing what we claim we're doing it for the Lord. But we're so tied up in what we're doing, we're no longer doing it for God. Now it's become self, doing it for pride. We need to get rid of all that. We need to set everything aside. We need to look at one another and love each other. It starts right here in this church building. It starts right here with you and I. If we can't love each other, how are we going to go out and love the world? Because that's what we've got to do. You've got to care enough about somebody to tell them about Jesus. And if that means putting aside a little bit of your pride or maybe the guy's going to hit you over the head. You know something? I've never been struck. I've been threatened, but I've never been struck. And only by women. Women threatens you. Women are mean. Don't let the skirt fool you. And especially if you're wearing flip-flops. Watch them flip-flops, you know? You got to love people. And I'm going to tell you something. I used to hate people. I'm not proud of that, but I used to hate people. My wife tell you, I didn't like anybody. Nobody. I didn't have any friends. Didn't want any. You know why? Because they're all just like me. They're wicked. Wicked and evil. The Bible tells us that, doesn't it? Well, see, once I learned to live with myself, I learned to live with other people. And now I have a desire to tell somebody else about Christ. I have a desire to see that thug go to heaven. Because, see, I'm just like that thug. When you see that dope head or that drunk, you see the guy with all the tattoos and the things sticking out all over their face. And all, you know, I don't know. I've seen them with things in their ears. I don't know what it is. Big round things in their ears. I don't know. What do? Hate them? No. You love them. How about Pelosi? You're supposed to love her. Pray for her. See, she needs Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. We don't pray. I mean, that's just the God's honest truth. We're not praying for the people the way we should be praying. If we were praying, God answers prayer. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. We need to pray. And we need to do just like the young folks. No matter how old we are, we need to be out knocking doors. Or next time you go to the grocery store, hand out a tract. When you go to a restaurant, tell the waitress about Jesus. Or leave her a tract. Don't put a dollar bill in it because she won't read it. You know, leave her $100, right? You're waiting tables now, right? Anyhow, our time's up. Listen to me, folks. It's a wonderful thing what these folks are doing. And encourage these people. Encourage them to keep knocking doors. Souls are in the balance. Well, let's stand. We'll have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed. Father, we love you. We thank you for the time that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, Father. We thank you for salvation. And Father, we thank you for these young people, Lord, that's out knocking doors and winning souls to Christ. Father, we love you and praise you for it. And we thank you each and every one of them, Lord. And we pray that you'll bless their ministry, Father, as they continue on from here. And Father, we ask a blessing upon our church, Lord. We just pray that you'll help each and every one of us to be better Christians. We love you and we praise you for it. In Christ's name, amen.